The need to strengthen families is recognized well beyond the bounds of the church. One institution, the Commission on Children at Risk, is made up of numerous noted scholars and expert authorities from throughout the country. This commission has the task of investigating the social, moral, and spiritual foundations of children's well-being, evaluating the degree to which current practice and policy in the United States recognize those foundations, and making recommendations for the future. In its executive summary, the commission reports, quote, high and rising rates of depression, anxiety, attention deficit, conduct disorders, thoughts of suicide, and other serious mental, emotional, and behavioral problems among U.S. children and adolescents, unquote. And how is society dealing with these problems? Quoting them again, we are using medications and psychotherapies. We are designing more and more special programs for at-risk children. These approaches are necessary, but they are not enough. Why? Because programs of individual risk assessment and treatment seldom encourage us and can even prevent us from recognizing as a society the broad environmental conditions that are contributing to growing numbers of suffering children. Close quote. The report goes on then to ask, what's causing the crisis? Then it gives the answer, quote, in large measure, what's causing this crisis of American childhood is a lack of connectedness. We mean two kinds of connectedness, close connections to other people and deep connections to moral and spiritual meaning. The report goes on. Where does this connectedness come from? It comes from groups of people organized around certain purposes, what scholars call social institutions. In recent decades, the U.S. social institutions that foster these two forms of connectedness for children have gotten significantly weaker. That weakening, this report argues, is a major cause of the current mental and behavioral health crisis among U.S. children. The report continues, what can help most to solve the crisis are authoritative communities. Authoritative communities are groups that live out of the types of connectedness that our children increasingly lack. They are groups of people who are committed to one another over time and who model and pass on at least part of what it means to be a good person and live a good life. Renewing and building them is the key to improving the lives of U.S. children and adolescents. Close quote. It is most interesting to see an honest scientific effort to understand the problems children face and to present recommendations for the solution. These solutions are magnificently found in the restoration of the gospel and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.